today we have, what, 30,000 people in our database. So we have personality profiles of 30,000 people, which is wild to think about. We get hundreds and hundreds every week. And we're always looking for the right folks, right? The right personality. And the thing is, everyone has a superpower and a cost. For example, we were just talking about your personality and mine as well. So we're similar in one way, which is we are both a little impatient sometimes. And if you don't mind me sharing that, but so that's a cost, right? People are like, that person's a little impatient. Well, but that's also superpower because you get things done. That's also a sense of urgency.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. AB Vista, new nutritional perspectives and novel enzyme applications to drive pig production. You can combat mycotoxins in your feed with Fumezyme from DSM Firmenich. Fumezyme is the only FDA-approved enzyme to degrade fumonisins. Adiseo provides programs and services to help producers achieve their targets in a high-quality, safe, and sustainable way. Eastman works with you to accelerate your nutritional program innovation. Start your journey with us at eastman.com. Healthier pigs are good for producers, people, profits, and planet.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Swine It podcast show. I'm Dr. Tara Donovan, your host today, and I have the honor of having a very special guest on my show, Dr. Marcio Gonsalves. He's the show's owner. The Swine It podcast was created and started by Marcio. He's, of course, the original host of the show. So I'm excited to have him as my guest. Marcio, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Donovan, to have me. I'm super pumped. It's been a couple of years that I'm, 2 or 3 years that I'm not in the show. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So I usually ask my guests to give an introduction of themselves to start us off, but I wanted to take a stab with it as a short introduction of Marcio as I remember him and have watched his career grow over the years. So I remember listening to Marcio as the host of the Swine It podcast show way back sometime maybe in 2018, 2019. And his guests were typically people that I knew in the swine industry, nutritionists, veterinarians, researchers in academia. And I have to admit at that time, podcasts were new to me. I didn't have a wide range that I listened to, but I really got hooked on Swine It because at the very start, it was relevant. It was cutting edge stuff. People were being interviewed that were, you know, in research on doing things that were important to what I was doing in the field. And it was well organized and it was a conversation, not a lecture. And that's what I liked about it. So hopefully you enjoy it as much as I do being the host. And it's not a surprise that Marcio grew this podcast, Swine It, into a company, Wisenetics, with 12 different shows, reaching 5% of the most shared podcasts over the globe. He's reached over 300,000 followers in 85 countries with just this one platform. But as you guys will learn, as we get to know Marcio a little bit better and what he's been up to, he's an entrepreneur. So his next company, founded in 2024, Wise VAs, is a successful virtual assistant agency to address the labor shortage issue. So there he connects other business leaders with elite remote talent in South America to increase efficiency without the time zone problem. So I'm excited to talk to Marcio today, learn from him, hear how he was able to accomplish all of this in such a short amount of time. We're going to cover his thoughts on management strategy, talent optimization, business operations, and outsourcing. So Marcio, first tell me, how do you feel about being a guest instead of a host on the podcast?
Wow, thanks for that kind introduction. I'm super excited. I love podcasting, obviously. And super excited for the next 30 to 50 minutes here.
Absolutely. Well, let's dig into our topic. So let's talk about talent. How do you approach getting the right, people on the seats of the bus, right? If you want to use that old adage, to ensure that that individual is the right fit within your organization.
I love this. So we've all heard, like you said, right? Put the right people in the bus and then you figure out where they're going to sit probably later and then bring the wrong people off the bus as well. And also there's a quote that says most people are hired because of skills and fired because of personality. Heard that several years ago, and I was like, well, maybe we invert that. Let's hire because of personality. And if you have skills and experience, that's always a plus. And if it's a very technical field, like a veterinarian needs the skills, that's obviously. But I'm speaking more in general, things that can be taught. And look, today we have, 30,000 people in our database. So we have personality profiles of 30,000 people, which is wild to think about. We get hundreds and hundreds every week. And we're always looking for the right folks, right? The right personality. And the thing is, everyone has a superpower and a cost. For example, we were just talking about your personality and mine as well. So we're similar in one way, which is we are both a little impatient sometimes. And if you don't mind me sharing that, but so that's a cost, right? People are like, that person's a little impatient. Well, but that's also superpower because you get things done. That's also a sense of urgency, right? So when you're extremely patient, you have a little, you don't have as much of a sense of urgency. So that, again, there's pros and cons in or superpower and costs in everybody. If you're very entrepreneurial like me, that's a good thing from one angle. But from the other angle, sometimes you're too intense with people and with yourself probably too. There's no right or wrong there, but we've really leveraged, I think, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, every 10 people that we hired, 6 were on the right folks. And today, I'd say every 10 people, I'd say 9 are the right people. So we are, you know, we look at different things, but we can dig into that later. But that's high level on personality.
A worldwide leader in animal nutrition, Adiseo's portfolio of products includes methionine, the full range of vitamins, enzymes, organic selenium, probiotics, mycotoxin management strategies, and palatability products. With such a diverse offering, Adiseo supports its customers with a broad range of expertise, tools, and services to help them maintain a competitive advantage. Adiseo, fueling predictable profits. To learn more, visit Adiseo at www.adiseo.com.
Yeah. So kind of a follow-up question. When you hire somebody or you maybe you have somebody that you move into a role, how long does it take you to realize that that's either a good fit or not a good fit? Like, you know, I'm curious about your experience with a lot of different people in different roles over your, you know, businesses and then your view inside other people's businesses, right? Because that's a bit of what you do.
Right. I think I've hired, probably 150 people over the last 5 or 6 years. And how can I say that? The early on, I think because I didn't have the tools that we have today, from a personality standpoint, I think I was trying, I have a lot of hope in people and I still have, but I was trying, not the ideal profile for that position. And I was trying to coach that person to a crazy degree, meaning I was trying. So I think I was giving too much opportunity almost to at that time to the wrong personality for that position. Today, I think over time you got a little more experience where honestly in a couple weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we already have a great idea if it's going tracking in the right direction or not. We always like to look at, I call yellow flags or red flags, right? So you have one yellow flag and that's okay. And then, but if by 2 weeks in, you have 10 yellow flags, meaning person never shows up on time or doesn't show up to a meeting and don't give any, doesn't say what's going on. That's what I call some flags, right? And so one here and there, nobody's perfect. But if you accumulate those flags too fast, that's not good.
Yeah. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, over time, right, you gain experience in that and in, you know, it doesn't take long to maybe understand if this is the right person or not. But I think sometimes we might have too much hope. And, you know, that's the hard part, right, is saying, yeah, well, this wasn't a good fit. And that's part of it, right? It's probably better for both parties at that point to recognize that early than it is later.
Yes. And I should say, like, the beauty of understanding personality profiles is sometimes someone is struggling in a position, but you're like, hey, let's move. And we've done this multiple times. What about this other position? And the person goes from a low performer to a rock star. And you're like, wow. So that's the beauty of tapping into the superpower of each person.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about business operations now. So what strategies have you found are the most effective for, streamlining a business operation and then boosting overall efficiency?
Fascinated with this topic as well. So I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, I have read the book Traction and by Gino Wickman. And I played with it and I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I, like an entrepreneur, go to the next shiny object or shiny book or shiny methodology. And then 2.5 years ago, I joined a group of entrepreneurs. There's about 800 people. And they're like, no, Traction is the thing, is the framework. Some fairly large companies. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. So I treated Traction and the EOS methodology. EOS is Entrepreneurial Operating System. So the idea is, a computer or a cell phone, they have an operating system, right? When you look at a company, very often companies don't have an operating system. And so the things related to EOS, they talk about the vision, of course. You have the data, which is the metrics, the weekly metrics. You have 5 to 15 metrics that you are looking together and as a team. They are mostly leading indicators instead of lagging indicators, right? So in the case of, as you know very well, in a sow farm, okay, how many sows did we breed? Very important, because that's going to predict the future. And it's all about predicting the future. So in a sales team, it's like, how many phone calls did we do? Or if we're inviting folks for the podcast, how many folks did we invite this week? Because some people not going to reply, some people are going to reply. So those are leading indicators instead of just tracking lagging indicators, like maybe how many pharaohs did we have this week, etc., or how many sales did we have this week. So that's the scorecard side. And then the other thing is, everyone in the team should have a number. A couple numbers, couple metrics. So what is interesting, sometimes I'm going to try to relate to a pig farm, but you see these massive reports, which for me is flag number one. It's like too much information. I want to know 5 to 15 leading indicators to know if the thing is going well. Of course, you still can have the additional reporting, but you cannot, like, it's kind of hard to make decision when you are overwhelmed with the information. But also, who is the owner of each line? Maybe I'm wrong. It's been a while that I go to a pig farm, but it's like, is there a name, an initial by each indicate each metric? I think that's important. So yeah, everyone should have a couple numbers. And once we did that in our company, last year we grew 67%. It was crazy, because I attribute a lot to this methodology. Couple other things is the process. Everything is documented and followed by, not everything, the 20% of the things that dictate 80% of the results are documented in a very simple process, bullet point type of process documentation. And then it's followed by all, because you need that. And in order to innovate, first you need a process. And then after that, there's the Traction, which is a what they call rocks, basically a 90-day goal. Every quarter we have 90-day goals, because the thing about 90 days is that we can, as a human being, human beings, we can focus for 90 days. If you put a 1 year goal, that's we need the 1 year goal, but we also need the 90 days, and then we update that 90 days every quarter, because that's how much we can focus. It's so crazy. We're getting to the end of the quarter right now. We're 10 days out, and I'm like already excited to sit down with the team and map the next 90 days. So once you create this 90 days cadence, it's phenomenal. Then you have the weekly meeting every week, where you start on time, you end on time. There's two reasons to not be on that weekly meeting. One is they joke, but one is the vacation, and the other one is death, your death. So the other part of the system is the people, as you and I were talking about, which is the right people in the right seats, very well documented. So instead of an org chart, you have a what they call an accountability chart, which is an org chart but with responsibilities. So, okay, finance or gestation department, whatever we want to call here. Okay, what are the 3 to 7 responsibilities here? So once we did that in our business, there was no more confusion on who is the owner of what. There is a problem. Cool. The owner of that seat should solve that problem, and then finally are the issues, which is every company has a lot of issues all the time, right? 30, 50, 100 issues going on all the time. The key is to bring those, list those issues, and then prioritize those issues. Okay, what is the 1, 2, 3 there? And then you create a to-do to the next week. So what can we do in the next 7 days to fix this issue? Cool, by the next meeting, it should be solved. So that's kind of short, but it's a crazy simple methodology that has changed our business, and I've friends with people that are big fans as well.
Yeah, and it sounds like, to me, like you mentioned, kind of simple steps to build this sort of framework, and it can work for any company, right? You brought it to the swine farm level, or a company like, Wisenetics, right? And so it's completely different functions, but the same sort of outline or simple process. And I really love the org chart with, ownership and responsibilities, because, usually I see org charts with just a title, and some of them are very creative, but you have no idea what exactly that person does. You just see a title. So I think that's a great way to look at it, with real tangible things that you can understand quickly, who's responsible and what that department does. So let's jump into the outsourcing. So, you have a new company, Wise VAs, and what advice do you have for companies to leverage outsourcing to drive growth and maintain business?
I've read a bunch of books, and one of these books said, you should treat recruiting just like you treat marketing and sales, which means you build a pipeline. So you build a funnel. So you're always recruiting. And by accident, we had like 20, 30 people in our company. But we had 10,000 applicants to work with us. I was like, wow. And so I was talking with at the time, and I was talking with someone in that group, and they were like, have you thought about creating an outsourcing company? I was like, no, maybe that's a distraction. Da, da, da. Then I thought about it. I was like, no, this is actually a really cool opportunity to help people find jobs remotely, but also to help US-based companies to save money, about 70% on the cost there. As you said, there's a shortage there. Unfortunately, our business model is not to help physically at the farm level. I wish we were fixing that problem too, which is a massive problem. But at least we help on the remote side, on the back office side, if you will. That's what we've been doing there. And normally we look at 200 candidates to find the one that's going to be the perfect fit. We look at hard skills. We look at cognitive assessments. We look at typing speed and everything, internet speed, a series of things, 10 things that we look to have the perfect remote person. And as far as position, then, can be really any position that can be done remotely. So executive assistant, bookkeeper, database management, data entry. It's really, really broad from that standpoint, all the way up to like a remote CFO. So it's really, really broad.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think we all learned over the course of the last, 4 years of really what things can be taken remote, as long as, you can get your technology to work. But you become a little bit more efficient with travel, and, travel can just, it's just such a time waster, in my opinion, in terms of, traveling around the country, trying to be face to face with everyone, all the time. So I think as a profession, I think many professions learned, you know, wow, we could do some of this remote. And now, you know, you're sorting out what really has to be, you know, a position that is there, you know, a face-to-face or something that's, that can be done, you know, outside.
Yes. And one thing that I remember, I don't know, maybe it was 10 years ago, 8-10 years, Dr. Larry Coleman, we were walking through a farm and he asked, you know, Marcio, you make good money. Do you have an assistant there at the company? And I was working for a genetics company. And I was like, no, never thought about it. And today, he's so smart, right? I love talking to Dr. Coleman. And he opened that thing in my mind. And yeah, so everyone should be working on their superpower and a lower activities that are not aligned with your superpower should be someone else that have that superpower should be doing, you know? So that's really mindset shift there. And still today, we see a lot of very successful people that are not doubling down into their superpower. So the thing is, what is the easiest way to clone yourself? Is basically taking 50% of the things that you are not great at and delegating that, and then you literally double the things that you're doing with your on your zone of genius. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, it makes sense. And speaking of Dr. Coleman, you know, this next area that I want to jump into is just so key. One of the things that he asks you when you spend any time with him is, you know, about sort of what's your goal, what's your culture of the farm? Are you working together? So tell me about, you know, how the company culture can play a role in using talent successfully. And then we'll get into maybe employee engagement in a bit.
Love it. I love all these topics. So culture, again, 5 or 10 years ago, I was like, yeah, I don't understand. Like company cultures, you see these big companies, they have some things on the wall and you're like, yeah, nobody knows what's in there. If you ask a random employee, like, what are the company values? And they're going to say, I don't remember. I remember maybe this word or that word. So for me, it was a little abstract until the point that I realized that the core values define the culture, because it's who you hire, who you promote, and who you fire.
Your mind was changed, right? From not understanding exactly what the company culture was, and then now you got it.
Company culture basically is created by those core values, and the culture is what happens when the leadership or the owner leaves the room. When the owner or the leadership leaves the room, that is the culture, right? And again, you create the culture with the right core values. So for us, we decided that we only want 3 core values, no more, because it's hard to memorize. And we decided on agility, excellence, and accountability. And the way we got there was, what are the things that frustrated me? So if we were going too slow somewhere from, I don't know, maybe an email was not replied in 2 days. I'm like, this is crazy, guys. So I was able to create the core values based on the things that I was getting frustrated. So agility was super important to me. Excellence was super important and still is to me. And accountability, which is basically, right, doing what you said you're going to do and taking ownership. That's on the culture side. I just think it's fascinating. The other thing, just to link back to the metrics that we were talking a couple minutes before, I also recommend for companies is anything that you're getting frustrated, you create a metric. So I'll give an example. I don't know. Let's say we are in a farm, and then someone is, an example, is leaving some dead pigs on the hallway or something like that. And you're like, man, this cannot happen. So then, okay, every week we have a meeting and we look at this metric. How many days we had the dead pigs on the hallway after X PM? The goal is 0, you know? So that's a simple way. And you just, with that, because people, everybody wants to succeed. And so as long as you design the right framework, I find that people are very successful.
Yeah, that reminded me of, you know, some situations that I've seen where we want to have some improvement in, you know, like an example would be, you know, this many pigs treated, right? That all the pigs are, addressed that need some care. And so if you start to ask that question, right, in every weekly meeting of, how are the pigs that you're treating with this antibiotic, are they getting better, you know, et cetera. So it's that accountability. It's now we're looking at it every week, and that must be an important thing then, right? So I think the people who are out there doing the work, if you ask that question, and you know, you have to pick which ones are the most important, right? And then after time, you might change those, but frequent and consistent feedback, right? Or accountability.
One quick comment on feedback is also like, you know, when you have two people and the relationship is getting a little not great, sometimes it's because, or even from a manager to a direct report standpoint, you know, it's building that tension, if you will, or the manager is getting frustrated, the person is getting frustrated, etc. Something that we've learned is that you can do a weekly two-way feedback, which is like, the direct report will give feedback to the manager first. They're going to give something that they like that the manager did in the last 7 days and something that they wish the manager had done in the last 7 days. Could be something small. And then the manager is going to do the same thing, the like and the wish. The cool thing is that when the manager give that feedback on the wish, something that the manager wants the direct report to improve, it doesn't hurt. Why? Because the direct report already gave his or her wish. So it's crazy because it totally eliminates that weird feeling when you receive a feedback. So
yeah, I like that. You give each party the opportunity for, you know, critique and criticism, but also, you know, some, thank you for this, or I liked this, or this was the like you said. Oh, interesting way to put it. So that kind of speaks to this next area about employee engagement, long-term employee engagement. So what do you think, what do you see companies doing, or your thoughts on the long-term engagement for employees who might be in that same position or same job responsibility, you know, for a long time? How do you keep them passionate about it and engaged and, you know, keep them with your company?
Yeah. So there's a couple of things that we can mention from the EOS methodology and a couple other things that we've learned and implemented over the years. So from the EOS methodology is basically, is the person passionate about the position, right? So you have to want, and you also have to have those what we call natural abilities, but it's basically, again, are you wired? You're not going to get a typical salesperson and put as a finance director normally, or vice versa, the typical accountant as a salesperson. That's also very uncommon, because they're going to be very unhappy. So natural abilities, number one, but number two, passion. And then if we transition to what we've seen is every month, we have a couple different things. Actually, our framework is more complex. There's like 7 or 8 different forms that we send throughout the year, but every month we send a monthly assessment that we do with the team. It's like about 15 questions, and most of them are you can rate from 1 to 5, but you know, are you motivated at work? How well do you communicate, or how do you fuse the communication with your colleagues or with your manager? And that's not anonymous, so the reason is because we can help once you. Because if you know who it is, then you can help that person one way or another. And then we also ask, are you, which is crazy. I think a lot of people are going to think this is crazy, but it's really helpful for us, is are you happy with your remuneration? We ask that every month, which sounds crazy, I think, for most people, again. But that's cool because, again, from 1 to 5, and so if the person gets to a 4 or especially to a 3, we're like, whoa, let's talk, right? Maybe it's time to give a raise or whatever, but if it's a top talent, you don't want to lose that person and you need to act. So we found, after we started doing that and doing the EOS framework, and we hired this company at the time, Culture Index, and now we moved to Predictive Index. But between EOS, Predictive Index, and this monthly engagement survey, our turnover went from fairly large turnover to a minimal turnover in an amazing team.
That's interesting. Yeah. For some companies, my thought went to, that's really takes a lot of time to administer that, right? This, very frequent, survey that you mentioned. But I think it's really important because there are some people that are really good communicators and other people that, aren't. And you certainly don't want to lose talent because you missed the cues that people are unhappy, right? And nobody asked them or you never gave them an opportunity to talk about it. And so that kind of takes that out to, it's a non-issue then, right? Because it's, they have the opportunity to express that very frequently. So really, really interesting way to get about that.
And as you and I are talking, you have the extroverts and the introverts. The extroverts, they think out loud, they're going to voice things. The introverts, which is 50% of the population, they are not going to talk that much. And it's phenomenal. I'm a big fan. And it, like you said, it's an early detection system. If it's a radar and it's I'm a systems guy. I'm not. So some extroverts are more intuitive. They can feel the other people. I'm more reserved than introverts. So I cannot feel the other people as much as an extrovert. So then I transform in data. That's how we came up to this methodology too.
Sunai is a professional solution provider for enzymes, probiotics, and functional additives. We offer customized formulas to target nutritional issues in livestock and maximize the utility of animal feed. Find us at sunai.com, spelled S-U-N-H-Y, for more information.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want you to share with us a success story where you identified the right talent, outsourced effectively, and scaled operations smoothly. So tell us a little story or an example of a success story.
Couple of different ones, but from there's a client of ours there on Wise VAs. He hired a couple of people. One of them was an executive assistant, and another one is an admin specialist. And they are so grateful. Both the what we call virtual assistant, but again, could be any position there, and the client. And he was just sharing the other day that he's been able to save, I don't know, $150,000 roughly dollars per year with someone. And he had someone before that was not the right person in the right seat too. So just having the right person in the right seat also with some cost savings. So he's being happy there. But also just from our team as well, transitioning someone from, we had someone that was in a guest host coordination that's very detail oriented, and we transitioned this person to a more of a customer facing position, and it was night and day. And so, yeah, super, super exciting there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we learned that, your specialty is really understanding the job and understanding the person. And I love the superpower. It's kind of this keyword, for that. And it can be, it used to, maybe the keyword was your strengths, right? But it's all the same thing. It's what really innately this person or employee is good at, or what they're passionate about, and finding that, and then enhancing it by challenging that particular drive. So, yeah, it's all about the person.
The weird thing is that I thought I was not very empathetic, and then I learned that I'm very empathetic, and you get even more empathetic when you learn the profile of other people, because then you don't take personally. You're like, well, no, that's kind of who they are on the inside. It's not a personal thing. And it works so much better. Even in my personal relationship, just me and my wife understanding each other has been tremendous as well. So
it's time for our famous three. We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at FortivaImpact.com.
Keyes Manufacturing is America's number one source for cheese meal and dairy powders for your feed. Check us out at KeysManufacturing.com.
Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers.
Vaccinova, formulate to your needs, custom-made vaccines. Visit us at vaccinova.us.com for more info. That's VAXXINOVA.us.com. SUNY, we provide value-added biotech solutions.
Eastman serves veterinarians and nutritionists in agrochemical and animal health industries by helping them select, evaluate, and implement innovative nutritional programs. Eastman works with your team to customize your gut health approach in feed and water. Eastman's approach addresses nutritional and bacterial challenges and finds new ingredient preservation and hygiene solutions. Explore ways to accelerate and innovate your programs. Contact the animal nutrition team at eastman.com.
Absolutely. So we're finishing our time together today, Marcio. If you out there in the audience have comments or questions about our topics, or have a just something you want to continue conversations with, just send us a message on your podcast platform. If you're listening to our show and you like it, please give us a thumbs up or a like. We appreciate that. Marcio, before we sign off, tell us some final thoughts or take homes from our conversation with listeners about this this area of employee engagement and finding your passion and keeping the right people in your business.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fascinating topic. And every day we're dealing with people, and maybe yesterday you were frustrated with someone, and I think it's because maybe number one, you some folks don't have a lot of self-awareness. I think only 15% of people have a high degree of self-awareness from what I read. And that's number one. But number two, understanding the other people. And then from a business operation standpoint, make sure you are working on the business or on the farm and not in the farm. So the farm is improving. And then lastly, I want to do something that a friend of mine did and worked out for him. I'm going to do it. It's a little crazy, but I'll give my cell phone to anybody that want to reach out. So my cell phone number is 727-999-1309. And if I can help anybody, just reach out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that invitation. It's fun to get to know what you've been up to and just talk with you about you're a person who's always excited about people, and so that's great to see. But before I let you go, the hallmark of our Swine It podcast are the three questions that we ask all of our guests at the end. Getting to know you a little bit, I don't think this will be hard because it sounds like you read a lot of books and that's something that inspires you. So what's your favorite book or resource that you use in your area of expertise?
Yeah, so I've shown one on the screen here, but for those that are listening, it's called, let's see if I got on the camera, but it's called Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. Get Unstuck, Reclaim Your Freedom, and Build Your Empire is the subtitle.
Okay, Buy Back Your Time. Great. And so what about something outside your area of expertise? So what do you want to share with our audience that they might want to look into?
I think what I want to share is the power of masterminds. I joined a mastermind 2.5 years ago. Most people don't know what a mastermind is, which it comes from the book Think and Grow Rich. But basically, when you have two minds together, it creates a third mind, which is the mastermind, and you can grow, right? Just exchange ideas. So I joined a mastermind on business. There's so many different masterminds. I encourage people to build masterminds in the swine industry and other industries. Because again, people do that informally, right? Tara, when you have other veterinarians exchange ideas, but it's not on a structured format. And there's a lot of power there from a resource standpoint.
Yeah, that's interesting. Kind of like a little bit of a think tank or with your colleagues, right? A formalized opportunity to share ideas and inspiration. Yeah, really good. So the last question is, share with us an attribute or characteristic that you feel sets successful professionals apart from others. What's that one characteristic that you look for or you think is important?
I've learned this with a friend, very good friend of mine. He used to work for Apple for 5 years and Netflix for however many years. And he said that we should, successful people, they give a damn. So giving a damn is caring. You mentioned caring, I believe, either before or during the recording, but caring is giving a damn, like the minimal details of things, trying to get it better. So yeah, giving a damn, I think, is the biggest difference there. And then being able to coachability, being able to be coachable, and probably also curiosity, trying to just questioning things. So
yeah, I like that. It's not just a job to come to and go home from, right? If you give a damn, you really care about what you're doing. And again, you're kind of putting some fire in that passion. So that's interesting. I like it. Well, very good. Thank you so much for joining us, telling us what you've been doing, sharing with us some of your thoughts on building such an awesome company and growing with it. So I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for being an amazing host. We really appreciate all your talent and expertise and being there in beautiful New Zealand, Dr. Donovan. Really appreciate you and your time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with Elite Remote Talent without a time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.